It's time for your weekly checkup. This is Medical Monday, presented by Our Lady of the Lake Health.
Yes, it is time for Medical Monday, and this week we are welcoming in Dr. Stell from Our Lady of the Lake. Dr. Stell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on here. Glad to be talking about this as February kicks off. We kind of roll the calendar over here. You are the medical director of the ECMO program over at Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center. So let's start right there. What is ECMO and why is it important to have?
So ECMO stands for extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. It's the highest form of life support that's available. It's able to provide patients with support for refractory cardiac or respiratory failure when they have failed all other more conventional forms of life support. Those such as medications to improve heart function or medications to help keep your blood pressure up for those patients that are having cardiac failure. And then also for patients with respiratory failure, it can support them whenever they have continued to have low oxygen levels despite being on a ventilator.
Go ahead. Continue. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No problem. It's important to have this because, you know, Our Lady of the Lake, it's a major regional referral center for South Louisiana. In the past, these patients, they would have to go out to New Orleans or Shreveport or even as far as Houston. But now we have this here. When you serve a catchment area as large as Our Lady of the Lakes, I think it's pretty important to be able to have this highest level of care and be able to provide that to our patients.
So the highest level of care when it comes to life support, how does it work?
So the ECMO circuit, it consists of two large catheters that are placed into vessels, either in the groin or in the neck. We drain blood through plastic tubing from the vein. It gets drained through a pump, and then that pump propels the blood through an artificial lung where the blood is oxygenated, carbon dioxide removed, and then goes through more tubing back to the second catheter, which is placed in either a vein or an artery, depending on whether or not the patient is needing respiratory support or cardiac support. While the patient is on the machine, it's continuously being used. It's acting as a replacement for the patient's heart or lungs, whichever of those has failed, if not both. And so the machine's continuously running until the patient has recovered and is able to come off of the machine.
It sounds similar to like a transfusion, but you're recharging the same blood. Is that about an oversimplification or what?
It's the same blood, and so it is constantly being run out of the patient and then brought back to them. Similar to it originates from the original like cardiopulmonary bypass pumps that people are put on for heart surgery while the heart's being operated on. It's a variation really of that.
Wow. Fascinating we have that level of technology, and especially that we have it in our own backyard. What type of patients would benefit from ECMO treatment?
So the patients that benefit the most are those who have some reversible cause of either severe cardiac or severe respiratory failure. These sort of patients are people like with heart attacks or unstable arrhythmias, myocarditis, something that has caused a severe acute heart failure. Those are ones that may benefit from veno-arterial ECMO, which is what's used to support the failing heart. Then for respiratory ECMO, patients with ARDS or acute respiratory distress syndrome from things like pneumonia, flu, COVID, those sort of things. Those people that have failed ventilator treatments, they've been on the ventilator, but their oxygen levels are still too low. Those people may benefit from veno-venous ECMO where the lungs are supported. Unfortunately, also a lot of these patients, they're all very, very sick. And so sometimes they have coexisting organ failures due to their severe illness, which may or may not be recoverable. And those can impact the decision on whether or not to put somebody on ECMO as well.
Dr. Owen Stell is the medical director of the ECMO program over at Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center. We're talking with him for this Medical Monday. Dr. Stell, I want to ask you about like how long can someone be on this? Like how sustainable is this?
So people can be on it for a really wide range of time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they may be on it for a very short amount of time if whatever was wrong with them is quickly resolved, like a few days maybe. Other patients can be on ECMO for weeks to even months. Some of those people that have maybe bad respiratory failure and take a really long time, for their lungs to recover, they may be on it for months. But also some of those people have a quickly reversible cause. It all depends on how their buddy recovers. On average,
yeah.
So on average, patients with cardiac failure that are on VA ECMO have a little bit shorter of an amount of time on the machine. And nationally, you look at, you know, how long are these runs going? Average about 5 to 10 days, while those that are on for respiratory failure are really an average of more of 7 to 14 days. But there are definitely outliers out there that can go much longer.
Okay, just in my mind, that was so much longer than I was expecting to hear. That is miraculous, unbelievable stuff. How does someone get admitted to the ECMO treatment? Like, how do you, you know, advance that diagnosis to say we got to get them in there?
So our patients, they come from a really wide variety of areas. Typically, they're all already extremely ill, you know, because this is something that's used at the end, like after everything else has kind of been exhausted. So usually they're already admitted to an ICU somewhere, which may or may not even be in our hospital. We've developed relationships with other hospitals across South Louisiana, and we get transfers from them whenever their patients have gotten really sick and need this. So we may get a referral for somebody to get transferred into the hospital to be looked at for an ECMO evaluation. Also, if these patients at the outside hospital are not stable enough to be transported, we can go out to them and place them on the ECMO machine and then bring them back to Our Lady of the Red Lake for ongoing therapy. Sometimes patients get really sick in a really short amount of time, so occasionally you may get somebody that's coming up from the emergency department or like the cardiac catheterization lab, but typically they're all usually already in an ICU somewhere.
I kind of have a feeling I know the answer to the next question before I ask it, but what are the risks here? Are there any risks associated with ECMO?
Yeah, there are risks. ECMO is inherently a risky therapy. With the large catheters that we put into the vessels, there's always a chance of damaging the vessels because the blood is moving through all of this artificial tubing and touching all of these artificial surfaces like the pump and the oxygen, the membrane lung. A blood thinner is needed to ensure that there's no clotting and that the machine stays running properly. So this puts these patients at risk of bleeding. The circuit itself and all that touching of the surfaces and the pump spinning the blood can also lead to blood trauma, which can then in turn cause bleeding because the blood maybe doesn't clot like it should. Mm-hmm. It can also lead to other organ dysfunctions like kidney and liver failure if the blood trauma is severe enough. The bleeding events, when I say they can bleed at the insertion sites for the catheters. They can have gastrointestinal tract bleeding, intracranial hemorrhages, or really anywhere else in the body. Also, the long-term presence of these catheters in the bloodstream puts people at risk for infection. All that being said, it is risky. All these things are potential risk out there, but we also only put people on this machine who we believe would otherwise die without it. And so the benefits that ECMO can provide outweigh the risks when we get into that situation.
And then, of course, you weigh in all the other illnesses and infections because, like you said, they're all very, very, very sick once they get hooked up to it.
Right.
Unbelievable stuff. Dr. Owen Stell with us for another about two and a half minutes. He's the medical director of the ECMO program over at Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center, and that is what we're talking about during this Medical Monday. So what types of providers and specialists make up the ECMO team at Our Lady of the Lake?
Our ECMO team is made up of several different doctors of different specialties, so critical care doctors, cardiologists, cardiothoracic surgeons, vascular surgeons. We've also got our ECMO coordinator who helps to make sure that the program is always running smoothly. And then we have specially trained ECMO specialists and critical care nurses. Our ECMO specialists, they sit with the patient for an entire 12-hour shift, ensuring that the circuit itself runs appropriately, and they make minute-to-minute adjustments so that the circuit functions optimally. So they're basically there to care for the circuit. Then we have our critical care nurses who are also there, one nurse to one patient for the 12-hour shift, and their job is to care for the patient and not really worry about the circuit. They titrate medications and infusions, such as sedation or vasopressors, that sort of stuff. Every day we have multidisciplinary rounds meeting on these patients that are on ECMO. So this includes respiratory therapists, physical therapists, occupational and speech therapists, and then laboratory staff to ensure that the patient's getting the proper rehab care and monitoring while they're on the machine. We also have palliative care that follows along closely with these patients to provide support to the patients' families, because it's always it's a very difficult time for these patients' families because the patients are so sick. Behind the scenes, we have our ECMO coordinator, like I said, and then the nursing directors who work to provide ongoing education to our ECMO specialists and nurses and make sure that the program has everything that it needs from a supply standpoint to always be prepared. And they're in touch with other hospitals around the region who don't have ECMO looking for those patients that we might can help.
I mean, that's so thorough and it's so intricate. And that level of teamwork, I mean, that's got to be a tight-knit bunch.
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable stuff. We got Dr. Owen Stell with us. This has been Medical Monday on Talk 107.3 FM, of course, presented by Our Lady of the Lake. Dr. Stell, where can folks go if they want to learn more?
They can look on Our Lady of the Lake website. They can also look into the ELSO.com is a website that also helps with information on ECMO to kind of provide some education to patients' families and that sort of stuff.
He is Dr. Owen Stell. Man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate a couple minutes. Fascinating stuff today.
Yeah, thank you very much.